Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Cara DeFalco.
That music means one thing. It is time for Cara to take us once again into the Cucina.
Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about how and what to eat in the wintertime.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I know it's a struggle for a lot of people, and I know, you know, especially if you are someone like me who tries to eat seasonal and eat local, and you live in a colder climate, there's not a whole lot growing. So I want to kind of give everybody some tips on things to look for, recipes to look for, and the kind of foods that you want to be eating this time of year in general. So basically, things that are fresh and in season throughout the U.S. in the wintertime are going to be things like potatoes, root vegetables, beets. Onions are in season. You do still have apples that are in season. They're coming out of cold storage from the fall harvest, but they are still fresh. Citrus. Florida and California are still able to produce citrus, particularly this time of year. They actually get a lot of it.
You wouldn't think about that really in the winter, right?
Yeah, you don't think about it because you really, you know, oranges are so bright and sunny and they just kind of remind us of summertime, which is what makes them such a wonderful winter fruit, because they really kind of bring that, you know, a little bit of summer that we want, that we're craving.
My name is Summer and I'm on my way.
Back into our lives. But yeah, so citrus are in season now. So anything from the navel oranges to the mandarins, tangerines, all that kind of stuff, you are still able to get and at least buy within the U.S. So if you're not someone who's going to your local farmer's market every week, or you're not a farmer themselves who's setting something aside for your family, you know, you can at least try to look for things that are just grown within the U.S. So citrus is one of them. Apples, like I said, are still coming out of like Washington State and stuff like that. So you can get some fresh fruits in. Vegetables, like I said, a little bit tough. Potatoes, onions, ground and root vegetables. Kale actually is, someone told me, my mother was telling me, and I have to read the article still, but someone wrote an article entitled "Kale is Dead." Because it's no longer the trendy.
Really?
Yeah, it's apparently not the trendy food of 2017 anymore.
And why did it lose its luster?
Just, you know, everyone's gotten into it and over it.
That's a shame.
Basically. But it is, you know, a super nutrient, but it doesn't have to be kale. It can be any of the hardier winter greens.
Mm-hmm.
So collards are still holding up somewhat well. Mustard greens, the different chards, rainbow chard, Swiss chard, things like that. So those should still be in pretty good shape, especially if you're kind of in the southern half of the country. They're you know, holding up well enough. And then what you want to look for as far as recipe goes are really, you know, people say, oh, you know, something that sticks to your ribs and warms you up and is hearty. Yeah, that's what you want in the wintertime. You want to keep yourself warm. You want to not make your body have to work too hard to process and digest, to heat your food. So even if you're trying to be healthy and you're eating a cold salad, you're kind of putting a bit of a strain on your digestive system, because it's got to warm that up and then, you know, digest the fiber and things like that. So I've been looking for and eating a lot of lately warm salads. So I'll do Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts is another one. I'll do seared Brussels sprouts with craisins, pecans, and goat cheese.
Ooh.
And a little bit of balsamic vinegar.
That sounds good.
Yeah, so it's delicious, but it's like a warm salad. So we'll have something like that. I'm going to try a new recipe today that's quinoa, kale, pomegranate, and sweet potato.
Ooh.
You know, so same thing, a warm kind of set grain salad like that. The other things to look for are really anything in a sauce, like a heavy sauce. So even, you know, a lot of times people love macaroni and cheese this time of year. Yeah.
Scandalous.
You know what? Go for it. Honestly, to make your own mac and cheese is not that difficult. It's really butter and flour in the pan.
I have to admit, we went to Wegmans the other night, and you can buy the dinner, so I had the grilled chicken and one of my sides, mac and cheese. I couldn't help myself.
You can't. Sometimes your day is so rough, and you just need a little macaroni and cheese.
I also had the roasted veggies, so it balanced everything off.
See, there you go. That's and moderation.
Right, moderation. And in the wintertime, too, it's so important to eat correctly, because not only are you eating for nutrition, but you're eating, I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're eating to stay healthy.
Yes.
We're right in the middle of cold and flu season. We talk about that on this show, so eating properly is a nice way to keep your defense mechanisms and your immune system tuned up as well.
Absolutely. And that kind of goes back to the oranges. They're high in vitamin C. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing for it. The other thing you want to look for if you are trying to fight a cold or prevent an illness is zinc. Oysters are high in zinc. And use your crock pot. If you're someone who has a crock pot, absolutely look for those meat dishes that you can set everything up in the morning, turn it on, head out for the day, and when you come home, dinner is ready.
And the house smells so good.
And the house smells amazing. But wow. But same thing, you're going to find those rich sauces, the heartier dishes, the stick to your ribs. It's that time of year. It's that quiet, settled time of year. And it's so funny because I know for so many Americans, they still do that whole, the resolutions, and we're trying to lose weight. But it's not the time of year to try to lose weight. It's really not. I'm sorry. It's cold. You need a little insulation. If you're still eating healthily, you're not going to see a dramatic change in your body season to season. But I try not to worry about it in the wintertime.
And you're not putting your bathing suit on in the middle of January February anyway. All right. So gather the family, make some soup, eat healthy, and all will be well. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. So we've watched television's The Last Man on Earth. Of course, that led us to wonder what life would be like for the last biker on Earth. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute. Stranded, all alone, on a deserted island. The last biker on Earth. In the middle of this meager existence, you spot a speck on the horizon, which grows larger, turning out to be a boat captained by a lone, beautiful woman who provides smokes and whiskey, then peeling off what little clothing the girl has on, asks, "How long has it been since you had some real fun?" You pause for a moment and then yell, "Oh my God, did you bring a motorcycle?"
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This monster of a middle linebacker is named to the 1990s All-Decade Team. He's a two-time Pro Bowler who finished his 10-year career with over 1,000 tackles. He was a rare combination of size and speed.
That 273-pound monster middle linebacker who runs like a gazelle.
So where is Lavon Kirkland now? Lavon returned to Clemson, his alma mater, and graduated in 2004 with a degree in sociology. 4 years later, he was inducted into the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame. And in 2011, Lavon accepted the head coaching job at Shannon Forest Christian School in Greenville, South Carolina.
Linebacker blitz design, and Kirkland will have him at the 32-yard line.
Still plenty to tackle for Lavon Kirkland. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.